Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So many people have been concerned about our ability to afford everything and take care of everybody. And the Washington Examiner is reporting that children of illegal immigrants have been flooding public schools. Now, many of us feel that these kids need any resources they can. It's a shame their governments and where they're coming from is not taking care of them. And we're just not a country that will not and will refuse a child that we won't. That's not anything that I think bipartisanly we would accept. But we do have to have the realistic conversation of how do we take care of all the kids? We ran into a little bit of trouble when it came to the baby formula. When we had a formula shortage, that was frightening. And I think it was Representative Kamak had gone down to the border and saw a lot of formula there. Now, I don't know if it would be enough to put an end to the baby formula shortage that was going on at the time, but it highlighted the fact that we are we're scarce on resources. And we're not planning this better. So some districts are reporting that over 80% of the student population are from immigrant homes. The new analysis from Census Bureau data said that 29% of public school students from immigrant households were from headed legal immigrants. This is the Census Bureau. And because of the latest census data, that category doesn't account for the historic surge of illegal immigrants since President Biden came into the White House. So we're moving away from the term illegal immigrant. I think we're even moving away from the term undocumented now. I think they're trying to come up with another term. But we, as taxpayers, are struggling. Now, in my neck of the woods, Governor Lombardo had worked with our legislator to fund public schools more and increase billions into our school system, which was needed. But many taxpayers are, what are our tax dollars going to? Why wasn't our tax dollars enough, especially as people left the school district? Well, because we have more individuals coming in. And so I hear doctors on border and nurses and teams in border towns and hospitals being overwhelmed. Schools are starting to be overwhelmed, too, as it's being reported. Now, we are in the summer, so that does give the schools a reprieve, which, by the way, I just have a problem with. So the kids aren't in school for 3 months. That really bothers me. That's got to stop. Kids need to be in school and have multiple breaks throughout the year, but a three-month break, they're going to forget what they learned. They're not learning. We're losing a quarter of their childhood, not teaching them. Well, yeah, but then they could go on vacation with their parents. How many people have ability to do 3 months of vacation? So I really think kids need to learn year-round. Anyway, the center is noted for its analysis of data and its report mapping the impact of immigration on public schools. And it showed that we do have a surge. Many children come with language issues. And many of the school districts also have to overcompensate for their lack of food. A lot of them do not come from families that can afford food, proper shelter, as many of them, again, came in undocumented, and schools are, you know, if they didn't go through the system, they might not be able to get on all the government programs. Some schools have a supermajority of immigrant children, and they are noticing that assimilation into U.S. society is also becoming an issue. So key findings from the report is the 11 million public school students in 2021 from immigrant-headed households, legal and illegal, accounted for nearly one out of four students in public schools. This is double the 11% in 1990 and triple the 7% in 1980. In 2021, 29% of public school students from immigrant households were from households headed by an illegal immigrant. Immigration has added disproportionately to the number of low-income students in public schools. In 2021, 21% of public school students from immigrant households lived in poverty, and they accounted for 29% of all students living below the poverty line. This is a crisis. And anybody who says this isn't a crisis is lying. This is a crisis. And kids are suffering. Now, as an American, I would love for us to be the country that saves them all. But we can't. With the, you know, millions upon millions of kids that need help, we could only do so much. And we already have found that we don't have enough medical centers, we don't have enough medical beds. Our population is growing, and we don't have the infrastructure. And we also don't have the tax dollars. If many individuals are coming in and they can't get jobs, or they're afraid they're going to get deported, and they can't, the money's not coming in to pay. And these kids do have to go to school. And so I commend the parents for making sure that their kids are getting an education. And maybe the parents are trying to find jobs. And a lot of the people coming in, a lot of migrants coming in, you know, have good intentions. I mean, my father was an immigrant. He learned the language. He got a citizenship. He came in legally. But, again, you know, the people want a better life. They want to protect their kids. A lot of their intentions are great. Unfortunately, we do have a lot of people. We have wolves in sheep's clothing. And I think we do have cartel, terrorists, criminals coming over. And they could, unfortunately, affect innocent people out over here. So if you have a school district that's struggling, we need to understand why. And we need to figure out why. And, you know, but I don't think at this point it's sustainable. 1-877-DUCK-LA. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, today, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So remember I told you that there is a spike in ER visits as a result of the use of these weight loss drugs. And it's not necessarily that these weight loss drugs are bad, per se. Some people still might be at risk for pancreatitis, lose so much weight that they precipitate a gallstone attack, may get nausea, vomiting, bloating. But another concern that has been reported are counterfeit bootleg shots. And the maker of Wegovy Ozempic, Wegovy is the FDA-approved weight loss version of Ozempic, which is the diabetic drug, is taking legal action now. they have begun legal proceedings against businesses that are selling compounded versions of its products that are not approved by the US FDA. In a statement, the company is telling these med spas, weight loss clinics, and compounding pharmacies to cease and desist from false advertising, trademark infringement, and or unlawful sales of non-FDA-approved compounded products claiming to contain semaglutide. Novo Nordisk makes the weight loss drug Wegovy and the diabetes drug Ozempic and Rybelsus. And semaglutide is the key ingredient in those medications. It is groundbreaking in terms of being able to help people control their appetite and be a option for those with diabetes to lower their sugar by decreasing their amount of food intake. Definitely groundbreaking, but it has now become a free-for-all in terms of people using it for weight loss. And what they don't realize is the second you stop it, you can rebound quickly. And it's a very expensive drug to still stay on. There's at times shortages of the drug. And we don't have studies showing that you could be on it longer than 62 or 65 weeks. So what happens 2 years from now? If you have to go off of it, you gain the weight back. So these companies, these med spas that are trying to get people to come in and figuring out ways where one concern some of us doctors have is the drugs are expensive. And if you buy the drug wholesale for $1,500 a month, which is about $350 a week, or if you get the Ozempic at about $1,000 a month or $250 a shot, these weight loss companies might play around with what they have and maybe try to make it cover a couple patients, because that's a lot of money. So to ask a patient to come out of pocket, because these med spas are usually cash pay, it's going to be hard to get somebody to pay $500 a week. But if you can get a couple people to pay $250, and you can make the drug, you could spread it out to cover more people, then they can maybe make a profit. And so you might not be getting the full dose. And not to mention what else could happen during the mixture process, contamination. So Novo Nordisk, they already have enough going on, because if somebody ends up having a very severe side effect, it will hit the news and say that person was on Wegovy or Ozempic and this happened. But if it didn't come from a reputable source or it was jerry-rigged, that might not get explained in all the headlines, and sales could fall. And lawsuits can happen. So Novo Nordisk had to say, look, these unlawful marketing and sales practices have created a high risk of consumer confusion and deception, as well as potential safety concerns. Compounded products do not have the same safety, quality, and effectiveness assurances as our FDA-approved drugs and may expose patients to health risks. Novo Nordisk cannot validate the safety or effectiveness of products containing or claiming to contain semaglutide that are not one of our own branded products. Novo Nordisk is the only company in the U.S. with FDA-approved products containing semaglutide, and no FDA-approved generic versions of semaglutide currently exist. Oh boy, once that goes generic, wow. That'll definitely drop the price. But again, Novo Nordisk, in their defense, if they spent the money on the research and the R&D, they do deserve that patent protection. So Wegovy and Ozempic have been in short supply since last year. One concern is people have been buying it up, trying to use it, sell it, resell it. And as I said, one thing that you have to watch out for is the scams. So somebody might advertise, hey guys, look, I have 3 months worth of Wegovy, but I can't tolerate it. I got nauseous. And I can't live with the nausea because I have gallbladder issues. So the medicine is pure. I got 3 months of it. I'm trying to cut my losses. I will sell it to you for half price. And you're like, well, that's a logical story. That this person may not be lying, and then they could be putting saline, whatever, into it. Do not buy secondhand drugs. Two of Novo Nordisk drugs, Ozempic and Wegovy, have been in short supply since last year. Diabetics are now suffering as a result. They said when a drug is in shortage, compounders may be able to prepare a compounded version of that drug if they meet certain requirements of the Federal Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act. This is what the FDA said in its warnings. But the drugs are not technically reviewed for quality or safety. The compounded versions may be using salt forms, such as semaglutide sodium or semaglutide acetate. Those are different active ingredients than those approved by the FDA. Now, they say the agency is not aware of any basis for compounding using the salt forms that would meet the FD&C requirements. Products containing the salts, such as semaglutide sodium and semaglutide acetate, have not been shown to be safe and effective. So, you see, these companies can say, hey, guys, semaglutide's in it. There you go. And they see the package, and they're like, wow. But that doesn't necessarily mean that's the semaglutide. That is semaglutide that is supposed to be helping with the decreased GI motility as well as the increased absorption and satiety to make you feel more full. So if you have been given a product, please be vigilant in checking the medicine to make sure it's an authentic version. Semaglutide.com explains how to tell authentic versus compounded versions. Novo Nordisk is working to increase production of Wegovy to meet demand. And by the way, can I also say we do have an issue of poor planning? If you're going to get the drug FDA approved, make sure there's enough of it first. That's the problem we had with the Popeye's chicken sandwich. Remember the Popeye's chicken sandwich? Right? That happened right before COVID. And Popeye's wanted to compete with Chick-fil-A. And they came up with the chicken sandwich. They got the word out. People were so excited. But then most of the Popeyes didn't have enough. They sold out. And that was a disaster. Marketing disaster. And sales disaster. Now, it's a good chicken sandwich. I don't eat it because it's too much fried chicken. But it's good. And it's bigger and meatier than Chick-fil-A. I like the Chick-fil-A taste a little better, but they're both good. But I have enough of the product first. So now you have all these people wanting it. They can't get it. Whenever there's more demand than supply, somebody decides to make their own supply. So the therapy is considered one that has been continued for life to maintain weight loss, but we don't necessarily have studies showing you could be on it for life. We only have studies looking at the 65-week range, I believe. And mind you, I'm a fan of there being a way to minimize obesity. I just don't know if we're getting ourselves into trouble, just like we did with HCG and Atkins and all that, where people lose weight, they advertise it, there's all these headlines, everybody brags about it, but then you wonder, okay, well, how long can they go on with that? If you start to inflame your pancreas, I'm sorry, you can't take that medication. You're off of it. If you can't tolerate it, I had a patient call up saying, I need nausea medicine because every time I get my shot, I'm throwing up for days. You can't be on nausea medicine 365 days of the year. You're not tolerating the drug. So don't get too used to a medication that you can't be on long term. 1-877-DOC-SELLY.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
USA News Update.
The P3 detected noises. That's why they're up there. That's why they're doing what they're doing. That's why they put sonar buoys in the water.
Coast Guard Captain Jamie Frederick in Boston on reports of noise heard by sonar buoys in the hunt for the small sub carrying five people that's been missing in the North Atlantic since Sunday. It's estimated the men had less than 16 hours of oxygen, but Frederick says this remains a search and rescue operation. A January 6th defendant who was convicted of tasing a D.C. police officer has been sentenced to 12 and a half years in prison. Daniel Rodriguez had pleaded guilty to several counts, including use of a stun gun on Officer Michael Fanone. Attorney General Merrick Garland's defending the independence of the special prosecutor appointed during the Trump administration to investigate Hunter Biden. Garland says he kept his pledge to stay out of it and did not play a part in the plea deal announced yesterday. Rich Johnson, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So one of my listeners asked about what's happening on college campuses and dorms and the trans housing case that went up before the Supreme Court. Okay, I'm under the impression that the Supreme Court did not want to weigh in on the case. And the Supreme Court didn't rule against it, but we've been told that they will not hear a college's appeal to fight transgender housing. This was, brought forth by the College of the Ozarks, a Christian college in Missouri, and the Supreme Court has refused to hear an appeal from the private school because the school sued the Biden administration for banning housing assignments that discriminate against transgender individuals. I know that seems like a double or triple negative, but from what I understand, the college sued the administration on April 2021, arguing an updated memo from the Department of Housing and Urban Development went against its dormitory assignments, which are based on students' biological sex, not gender identity. And that's to conform with the school's religious teachings. According to Julie Marie Blake, Alliance Defending Freedom Senior Counsel said College of the Ozarks brought this challenge for one reason. The Biden administration was attempting to force them to open their dormitories to members of the opposite sex. Though the high court chose not to review this case, we are hopeful it will soon take up related cases. College of the Ozarks will continue to follow its beliefs. So the Supreme Court decision allows last year's ruling by the St. Louis-based U.S. Court of Appeals for the Eighth Circuit, which sided with Biden, to still stay the ruling because the Supreme Court isn't taking the case. This says that the college does not have a case to sue because the government has not tried to enforce an anti-discrimination case against it. The Justice Department argued that the College of the Ozarks would not face any enforcement because it holds a religious exemption. So I'm still a little confused if the school's going to have the dormitories or not that allow transgender individuals. But President Joe Biden signed an executive order when he took office in 2021 directing federal agencies to interpret sex discrimination provisions to prevent discrimination based on gender identity or sexual orientation. The Fair Housing Act was updated a month later. So the Biden administration told the Supreme Court in 2021 that its guidance does not require the college or any other housing provider to do or refrain from doing anything, and that the college has not alleged any past, current, or threatened enforcement. The school's attorneys argue, though, that despite the administration saying they're not going to go after them, their failure to allow comment on the housing proposal before implementing has mammoth implications. So, you know, here's the thing. Okay, I've lived in dorms. Okay, I'm telling you right now, it's very interesting. The dorm, I had one roommate, and then I had two suite mates, so four of us shared a bathroom. My dorm life in the 90s at UNLV was strife with, and I was on the honors floor. The sixth floor of Totopa Hall was for those who was in the honors college, so it allowed those of us to, I guess, study and be on less party floors. The RA, the resident assistant or administrator, the RA was the one that was supposed to be, you know, enforcing rules. There was still alcohol, still sex in the study lounge. And, I mean, just it was people going into your laundry and grabbing your underwear. And so it was still a free-for-all. But I was... It was a co-ed floor. You could choose your roommate or you could be assigned a roommate. And the reason why I lived in the dorm was because when I moved out, I didn't have money to afford an apartment and I couldn't find a roommate. And I needed to figure out the cheapest way to have food and board. And if you worked, there was an ability for you to work, which also helped with some of the cost. So that's why I lived in the dorms until I got an apartment with one of my roommates. And we were able to kind of make this work, but honestly, I was working three part-time jobs in order to afford it all. Fortunately, I had an academic scholarship for my classes, but to pay for labs and books and living, it required me to work a lot. And so it was helpful to know that within my room, I was with somebody that I didn't feel like would, shall we say, you know, try to watch me undress or anything like that. And just because you're sharing a room with a guy doesn't mean somebody's not going to watch you. But I felt very, very comfortable with my roommate. If I had a transgender roommate, I would still feel comfortable because I'm very, very comfortable with the transgender community. What I'm not comfortable with is if someone's online. And so a concern that people have if their child goes off to college is, can somebody who's a predator protect? And we have seen predators go through great lengths to get their victims. And it hurts the transgender community because true transgender individuals are really, really nice. They don't want to involve the whole world. They're trying to, you know, privately be who they want to be and transition without everybody going, oh, you're a woman, but you're a trans woman. The average transgender individual just wants to be who they want to be without there being all this big attention towards it. And so the concern that I think people have is, and I can't speak for all religious entities, but in terms of parents, is how do we know the person isn't lying? That child who was raped and assaulted at, I believe, a Virginia school where the father was arrested at the school board meeting because somebody put on a dress and then went into the girl's bathroom and assaulted her. That's a concern that a lot of parents have. And so schools had made huge progress with Title IX minimizing opportunities for assault, minimizing opportunities for harassment. It is illegal, and it's a Title IX violation if somebody is subjected to something that makes them sexually uncomfortable or puts them... So no student should have to be naked in front of another male student. No student should be harassed. No student should have to. And so, unfortunately, there's been kind of a disconnect. As we're trying to progress with transgender rights, it is superseding some of the original Title IX protections. And so if you have a suite mate, even though there should be a lock on the bathroom door, when you're in the shower, and I don't know if all dorms are built this way, but you can't hear from the outside, you can't hear from the hallway if something's happening in the shower. It's buried in, it's lined up where the plumbing is, and so the bathroom is, anything could happen. And so if you are connected to with somebody who could be a fake, transgender, then that... So I don't know if schools are just going to say, you know what, it's just mixed, so we don't violate any laws and so we don't lose our funding. But then does the school get sued if somebody gets attacked? Yeah, I'm looking at what campuses are doing. Campuses are going through heroic efforts to try to increase security and allow ways for students to call for help. I think UNLV has these buttons you could push. Every few feet, there's a button you could run to. It's well lit and hit if you're being attacked. And officers will come to that area. It'll notify the security system and all that. But what happens in a dorm room or a dorm bathroom? And again, it's not anti-transgender. It's somebody who could be faking it. And that's why, for safety, they've separated men and women. Now, women could assault women. Men can assault men. But, I'm not sure what happens next. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. I love talking sports because I think sports are just a fantastic outlet to me. I think it helps decrease stress. I think it promotes camaraderie. I got to tell you, I could see a Dallas fan across an airport. I don't know who they are, but I'm already bonded with them, and we could share a nod, a go Cowboys, we got it this season, right? Or share a hug going, oh God, that was a rough one. And we, you know, and we bond. The Golden Knights winning the Stanley Cup was huge. A lot of camaraderie in our city. Some people are getting a little exhausted from all the revelries still going on. I live near many of the Golden Knights, God bless them, many of them now on vacation, visiting some of their families back home in Canada. And I hope that they all can kind of recoup a lot of injuries. So I like to give them space and let them recoup. Really, really nice neighbors, some of the best neighbors you could ask for. I'm waiting for football, okay? I really like my football. I'm missing football. And I do pretty well. I don't really like to gamble because my father was a gambler. But I do bet on some of the games. I did well on hockey. But I've always wondered when I watch football, if the sportscasters, if the players bet, it's really easy with these apps now where you can, at the touch of your touch screen, at the touch of your smartphone, bet on an app. You could use a fake name so nobody, you know, sees it. And I'm wondering how fair is that? If you have a player on the team. And mind you, if they had that much control, then they all would be in the Super Bowl. But I don't know. I just always wondered how that worked. Well, the NFL is reinforcing its gambling policy now to players because there has been a rash of violations, according to ESPN. All rookies are now required to attend mandatory education sessions, and a group of league officials are making in-person visits to team facilities to emphasize and clarify what activities are prohibited amid the rapid proliferation of sports gambling. So the six key rules are you cannot bet on the NFL. If you're in the NFL, you can't bet on the NFL. You cannot gamble at your team facility. You can't or while traveling for a road game or staying at a team hotel. So that would probably then include when they come to Vegas. Didn't an NFL player win a bunch of money when they came to Vegas? Or was it one of the Raiders? No, I think somebody who was playing the Raiders won a bunch of money last time. Don't have somebody bet for you. So you can't say, Mama, I think it's going to be the Chiefs. But you're playing the Chiefs. I know. It's just we have a bunch of injuries. I just don't think we're going to make it. Here, bet on. You can't do that. Do not share inside information. Don't enter a sports book during the NFL playing season. You can bet on hockey. You can bet on baseball. Can't bet on football. Also, don't play daily fantasy football. Jeff Miller, NFL Executive Vice President of Communications, Public Affairs and Policy, said the world has changed over the past few years. The availability of our phones with a couple of touches and all of a sudden you can place a bet on many different things was not available a few years ago and is available now. So sports gambling has a great deal more presence in people's lives than it did just a few short years ago. Which means for us as a sports league, where integrity of the game is the highest single principle, that we have to be thoughtful and careful and scrutinize how we share information and educate people around the rules of governance. I'm telling you right now, hold off on sports gambling. If you are into sports and you are watching sports as an escape from all the negativity and the politics, gambling on sports can ruin that for you, depress you. And as a physician, and mind you, I do like to put some bets out there. I know it makes the game interesting. You feel like you have some skin in the game and it's really fun to win. I see time and time again that people's go-to or happy places get contaminated. And then it's not a happy place anymore. And if your football starts to not be a happy place because you lost money or got in trouble with the spouse, and now it brings up negative thoughts and emotions, you just destroyed part of your mental health go-to, fix. And I just don't want you to do that. Now, for those of you who are very mentally healthy and you just love football, you study it, it's almost a career for you, and you like, and you think you have it down, and you can control your emotions, that's fine. But think about it. If you notice that football is a go-to and a happy place for you, don't sully it up with some sports losses. Gambling is very addictive. And these sports apps, and I've taught you guys this, we've even done a book called Addiction Basics. It's on Amazon. Please check it out. You can get it from my website at drdahlia.com. But I talk about why gambling is so addictive. And there's ways to trap you. It's a trap. And these sports betting apps are traps. So let's say you bet $5. It says you're going to win $9. Well, you're not winning $9 on the bet if the odds are, what, a negative 110. You're only winning $4, maybe, if it's a $9.75, $4.75. But they're saying you're winning $9.75 because you don't lose that original $5 bet. And it's all manipulation. And so I hear people say, I won $10. I go, did you really win $10 or did you win $5? Well, I won $5, but I didn't lose my other. Yeah, so there's a difference. And, of course, what they say is they don't say you win. They go, we pay you. So they take the money out when you do the bet. And then if you win, you get that money back. So you're like, wow, I just won $10 or $20 or $50. But it just, they gave you your money back because you didn't lose. So you're being manipulated. And you need to understand that. An investigation focused on the Indianapolis Colts quarterback Isaiah Rodgers came to light. Sources told ESPN that Rodgers is believed to have placed bets on Colts games. Well, that's a problem. Can't be doing that. I think some players were suspended. 5 NFL players were suspended for their gambling. So if NFL players are, under scrutiny, and I don't think it's any good for anybody. By the way, Dolphins' Tyreek Hill is under an investigation for an alleged altercation. Dolphins' wide receiver Tyreek Hill. Was Tyreek Hill of the Chiefs also earlier? Yeah. Is under investigation now for allegations of assault battery at a Miami Beach marina. According to WPLG-TV in Miami, Hill allegedly hit a marina employee during a disagreement that took place Sunday. Miami sports radio show host Andy Slater reported that Hill slapped the employee on the back of the head, but that the employee has declined to press charges at this time. So NFL is investigating. So then we got a quarterback of Patriots, plead not guilty to weapons charge. Jack Jones, I think, was at a weapon at a Boston Logan airport when there was a Glock box with two guns and ammunition inside of it. So we're already seeing some NFL drama. We haven't even started preseason yet. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy.
created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.